Please listen to this story about new beginnings. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus exclaimed, "What do you mean? How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of the Spirit. Humans can produce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." Nicodemus asked, "How are these things possible?" Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things? I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things?" That's a portion of a story from John chapter 3. It's a fascinating story because this teacher, who knows the scriptures well, encounters Jesus, acknowledging that he is from God, acknowledging that God is with this teacher, this unusual rabbi who happens to be a storyteller. And yet, even as he acknowledges who Jesus is, Jesus gives him further revelation. He does it in a way that should be familiar, talking about birth, talking about the wind. And yet this teacher, ironically, of spiritual matters, can't understand what Jesus is saying. I wonder how often we might be the same. We hear things in the Bible. We hear things about testimonies of what God is doing, and yet we kind of scratch our heads and say, "How is this possible? Can it really be like this? Did these things really happen?" Or we might say, "God, are you serious? You want me to do what?" One of the things we love about this passage is that it says you hear the wind, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. Perhaps that's how you felt last year. It was quite a year, a very unusual year. Perhaps that is how you feel going into this year. I don't know what happened last year. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I can't tell what's going on. We're not here to predict what's coming. But I would suggest that there are things of the Spirit that we can trust in, rely on, and even, with a bit of faith, take comfort in. Jesus said, "If you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things?" We at Spoken Worldwide want to invite you to open your heart, your mind, and your spirit to those spiritual things, those heavenly things that God has for us, that are waiting for us, and some that we will meet, perhaps even unexpectedly, as we journey through this year. Let's listen carefully, with our ears, with our minds, and with our hearts. and allow Him to lead. I'm Ray New, the Story Doctor, on behalf of Spoken Worldwide. You can learn more about our ministry at spoken.org. That's SPOKEN.ORG. Thank you for listening.